Okay, so I'm sitting with Ron Phelan. So Ron, tell us, how did you first get involved with No Fit State?
Well, I started in No Fit State because the then musical director, Peter Reynolds, was his daughter was going to the same school as my daughter. And one day we got to talking. And At the school gate. And I was like, oh, what do you do? And he told me what he did. I asked him how it was going, and he said, well, it's okay, but I'm looking for a bassist at the moment. And there we go. I joined the company.
What show was that? What year?
That was 2007 for Immortal, the last of the Immortal years.
So you toured with the Big Silver Tent. How long for?
I did the first year of Immortal, or the last year of Immortal, and then I did the second half of the first year of Taboo.
Okay, because that was, we had the French bassist and he left halfway
Kevin,
through.
Yeah, Kevin, he got tendonitis or something, didn't he?
Yeah, okay. And so what's your role been, apart from musician? What sort of things have you done with the...
With the circus?
Yeah.
I've been musician mostly. Putting up when I have to. Yeah, what was it? I was put in charge of the Foden one year. Yeah, the second year barricade.
Oh yeah, putting the structures up.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm doing musical director for Open House.
Yeah, so what's been like a really memorable thing that's happened to you in No Fit State? What's a good day?
A good day is, well, when you get into that touring routine. So when you wake up, you have your breakfast, hope the hangover's not too bad, and then it's just straight down to work. Whether it's like, you know, doing the nighttime shows, it's like, you know, getting down to practicing in the morning, or if it's a show like Open House, it's just getting out there, doing the show straight away, and just getting into the whole touring routine.
So what do you like about being a musician with the circus?
Well, it's really versatile. I think, like, you know, being a musician in any other sort of circumstance, you're limited. So if you're doing, like, you know, a gig, it tends to be a certain type of group that you're playing with, and that's the style of music you play for like an hour and a half. Or if you're playing with theatre, it's really regimented what you're doing. But with circus, you get to do like a real mix of musics, so you get to change between a whole load of different styles over the course of, like, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm playing, like, you know, to actual performers. It's a bit of a buzz sometimes.
So you met Peter outside the school gate, and you played with Peter in his band for quite a number of years.
Yeah,
and then Peter has moved on, and that opened up the opportunity for you to become the music director. What's that been like?
Yeah, that's been great. It's been great sort of being able to compose the music. And all the ideas I've sort of been having in my head over the years for what might work with the show, trying them out, seeing how they worked, getting the team together, getting the band together.
And so what's it like playing for Open House?
For Open House? Yeah, it's good. It's better for me as a musician playing for Open House than playing for the Big Silver Tent Tour. I think the Silver Tent Tour has got a lot of... it's a bit too arty for me. The Open House, it's a bit more, well, it's freer, and it's just like it's a happier environment, and you get to bring things to communities that you wouldn't necessarily see, and, like, you know, introduce them to things like, you know, music they might not listen to, circus acts they'd probably never see. Just opens up their world a bit.
So tell us about a bad day at the circus. What's that like?
A bad day? Well, the first year I was touring, the first month I was staying in the back of horse truck, Peter's horse truck, and the thing was leaking unmercifully the whole time. And Peter had us working like ridiculous, like 12, 14 hour days, like sometimes even more. And I'd get back to the truck and it'd been raining solidly and the leaks are coming in, and I'd have like 5 liter bottles of water under the leaks, and within an hour, like, you know, they'd be full, I'd have to tip them out again. That's pretty much as bad as it got for me.
It's usually related to the rain then, bad days.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Bad weather, yeah, and with the Open House and barricade and all that.
So do you remember that day we put the tent up in, not the tent, the set up in Ponte Dowie?
Yeah.
And we were all up to our ankles in water.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Like, it was so bad that it wasn't too bad.
It was so bad it was laughable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew you were going to get wet, but at least it wasn't in your bed.
Yeah, precisely. So you have to change everything off, have a drink at the end of it.
The glamour of the circus, hey?
That's why we do
you
it.
You got promoted to the bunk wagon after that, didn't you?
Yeah. It's been up and up since then.
Yeah, well, here we are in B&Bs. So, what else can we say? Have you got anything, any good memories that you want to tell us, or stories, or funny antidotes, or...
There's loads of them. It's hard to know where to start.
What about the community that we live in when we tour, and do you enjoy that
great
side of life?
I mean, I think that's what makes each year with the circus different. It's the community that you're working with, and sometimes you're working with a great community like this year. Really easy community, like, to get on with. Everybody's really easy to get on with. Some of the earlier years, a lot trickier. You had a lot more, like, sort of diva attitudes, like, you know, people having hissy fits about nothing and just generally unfriendly. But
wonder what makes a good company and a difficult company then.
Yeah, I think it only takes a couple of people. You get a couple of people in it who just have, you know, negative attitudes, and it starts to spread quite quickly.
Yeah.
But when you have a whole group of people who are, like, you know, pretty much upbeat about everything, it makes the tour very easy.
Yeah. It is a great company this year. Okay.